I love this scripture, Philippians 4:7. Hear the word of God. Let's receive it together. And the peace of God, which surpasses comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Think about this, beloved. We are not left alone. Have you ever supernaturally experienced, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the peace of God being imparted to you? I know I have. Don't misunderstand me. I struggle just like we all do. When I wake up in the morning, I got to put my socks on one at a time, just like you do. Life is hard. So I'm not saying that I never struggle, but I'm saying that I am cognizant of the fact that God upholds me. But what I really wanted to stress was there's been certain times in my life that not only am I aware by faith that God is upholding me, renewing me day by day, imparting strength to me day by day so that I can endure, so I can keep on pressing on going up the mountain. But beyond that, there are certain times when the peace of God has so come to me, it was unmistakable. I remember one time, I got home from work one day. I was just tired. This is going back about 2 years ago. I just was tired. I don't even know how I slipped into this state. I pray about it all the time. I laid down on my couch in my prayer room, just tired. And I must have been in a frame of mind where the Lord, like, allowed me to, in the Spirit, lay my head on Jesus' bosom, just like John did physically in the New Testament. And the peace of God, beloved, so enveloped me and ministered to me, it was unmistakable that I was experiencing something supernaturally. Again, I came home, I just was emotionally spent, just hurting, just tired. I laid down and somehow the Lord let me put my head in faith on Jesus' bosom and His peace came to me. It was like the best feeling I ever had. I mean, there's been other types of feelings that have been great, but it was such a great feeling and it was so marked, I knew exactly what was happening when it happened. Paul says here, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart. So I want those of us that belong to Yeshua to know, His peace undergirds us our entire life. We are being carried, and underneath us are the everlasting arms. Don't let go of your faith. Don't let go of Jesus. He's going to take you to the end, and He will continue to renew you with His peace every day. Don't misunderstand. Life is hard. We battle every day. We're supposed to. Battling makes us strong. But don't let the fact that you're in a battle keep you from understanding that in the midst of that battle, whether you're conscious of it or not, the peace of Jesus is being imparted to you and is sustaining you.